Tomáš Studeník from the Westminster Agency.
So Václav Klaus is the best speaking politician in terms of language. It means that he never uses vulgar language or slang or expressions that are not up to the standard. So in terms of language and its use and construction of sentences, he is the example. Václav Klaus, where he doesn't score so well, is in the other aspects, non-verbal aspects of communication, where he uses some gestures and body postures that are sometimes judged as inappropriate or offensive and arrogant. But if you listen or read Václav Klaus's speeches, it's impeccable.
And the other end of the spectrum is Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Čunek. Can you tell me why he came so low or absolutely last in this poll?
What Jiří Čunek is not able to do, or the jury judged him not being able to do, is to distinguish where he makes a public announcement, a speech, or he communicates with the media, and when he communicates with a bunch of friends and pals. So that is the main criticism that the jury had. And the language, the use of nonverbal elements in communication is the same as if he were sitting in a pub or press conference.
Can you just tell me a bit about the other eight that we haven't mentioned there? Was there anything particularly interesting that came up? Like, for example, I think that Prime Minister of this country, Mirek Topolánek, came second last.
What is interesting is that Václav Klaus, on the whole, is the best communicator. But if we look at some of the criteria, for example, the way of expression, the expression abilities, then, for example, Pavel Bém, the Prague mayor, came first, where his use of expressive language, gestures and accent and intonation really makes him a very engaging speaker. And Václav Klaus came second. If we look at rhetoric abilities, which are mostly connected to the use of strategy, how to build a speech, how to build an argument construct, then Miroslav Kalousek came first. If we look at nonverbal communication, because 60 or 70% of any communication is nonverbal, it means that your listeners probably will not remember a word of what I said, but might remember whether it was said in a good way or nice tone or bad one. David Rath came first. So his use of nonverbal aspects, gestures and facial expressions is really top of class in Czech politics.
Tomáš Studeník from the Westminster Agency talking there to Rosie Johnston. The renovation of Prague's Charles Bridge, one of the most distinct monuments in the Czech capital and the second oldest bridge in the country, began nearly a year ago. Recently, builders have been criticized for not respecting the historical value of the bridge and specifically for replacing too many original sandstone blocks with new ones.